A Dream About W.C. White and Kellogg. Sunnyside, Currumbong, Australia, December 30th, 1896. On Wednesday night, I had a dream. In my dream, I was preparing to attend an important meeting where we expected to meet Dr. Kellogg and W.C. White. Willie came into the room unexpectedly, and I was surprised and glad to greet him. There was altogether a changed look upon his countenance. He said, "Mother, I have it. I have found peace and rest and fullness in Jesus Christ. I know now, as never before, what it means to abide in Christ. My heart, my mind, my flesh are all the Lord's. My will is to do the will of God. I feel a new and spiritual life, and all who have this spiritual life are alive unto God." Romans 6, verse 11. Christ is the very substance, the fountain of life, to every believing heart. I feel the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness shining in my heart. I realize that I am in the presence of God, under the protection of one who never slumbers nor sleeps. I know that in God I live, and that every step I take, every beat of my heart, every motion of my pulse, is the action of His power. As never before, I am alive to a sense of His preserving care. Then the door opened, and Dr. Kellogg came in, the very same light shining in his countenance. Willie linked his arm in that of the doctor's and said, "The Lord has given us both an advanced and rich experience. We have been learning that we ourselves cannot help soul or body, try as hard as we may. But now we can say, 'I will therefore lay me down and take quiet sleep, and I will awake, for the Lord sustaineth me.'" Being alive to a sense of God's presence, we are alive to His favor. It is more precious to us than the praise or honor of the greatest men of the earth. The Lord has lifted upon us the light of His countenance. Now we will make known God as never before. Our conversation will be in heaven, and we will draw souls to His attractive loveliness. Our hope of success is in the truth we bring before the people, presenting it in every line in prophetic history, leading step by step to the close of time, with the simple exhibitions of the wonders of the cross of Calvary. Truth is a continually increasing power. The love displayed by the Savior on Calvary's cross vindicates the immutability of the law of God. There is seen the law magnified, and His grace, His peace, His pardon, and eternal life are for all who are obedient. That sacrifice on the cross purchased the crown of immortality for all who will look unto Christ and live. I have two more pages, but I cannot stop to find them. I will send them if I can. But let me tell you, the power of God was upon you both, and expressed in your countenances. You kept saying, "We are one in Christ Jesus." See Galatians 3, verse 28.